loy toam am kadesh tom efem and tzuvim kemoli dugmo. If one of the kiddush did not taste the wine, that some of the people that are taking part in the kiddush and be yaitu with him drank it good enough. And according to this opinion, the amount of molad lugma, which is roish v'rodiyah, has to be drunken by one person. But after he drinks, everybody else should drink a little bit. That's a lachat kriva. Everyone should have a little part of the place of bracha. Yeah. So one person drinks molad lugma, roish v'rodiyah, and everybody else tastes a little bit. The important thing is to make sure that one person drinks the full molad lugma. The Molin's opinion, it says that as long as they all together drank a little lukmos, even though each one drank part of the little lukmos, they ate, it was a tremendous fish, but there is such a shita, and even so, they have to drink it one after the other, or at the same time, within the shir of Kuderkula's pass. Yeah, the Maita, it says, Tafka the Kiddush, Asarik. The Agoyim Zoyvim, Shemloi Tom HaMekadish, Lo Yotza. Agoyim hold that if the Mekadish did not drink, you're not Yotza. No, he holds the Tafka, the one who made Kiddush has to drink it, by Kiddush. But Roy Lofesh Lidavayim, Lachatchila, one should be Lofesh with that opinion. Lachatchila, the one who made Kiddush should drink the Meloi Lukmos. If it's hard for him, somebody else to drink the Meloi Lukmos. If that's not possible, then as long as they drink between all of them, Meloi Lukmos, also be there with the Yotza. And this then, that Tafka the Mekadish should drink it, is after the Kiddush, after the Shabbat, I turn the Kai, Boydim, I pray in the second of the Kiddush. Other Kai should rock on them, somebody else, everybody agrees that somebody else could drink it. Sif, there's Vav Kiddush, there's Vav Kiddush, you made Kiddush, the Kai should tell him, here's the Vadiva, he spoke before he drank, so he can go by prayer, but he ain't told out to the Kaddish, he doesn't have to Kiddush again, because he said the Kiddush, Allah Kai, just the fact that he spoke before drinking is a hefsek, and therefore he has to make another boy piagofen and then drink a cup that's in his hand. Well, then nishbar kodesh kodesh yisami meno. Here's a bigger kiddush. The cup he was holding at the time the kiddush filled it before he had a chance to drink it. Yoga kodeshachim above a boy piagofen. So he's saying it's a tremendous kiddush. Since he was holding a cup at the time of the kiddush, even though he never drank it, he drinks another cup right afterwards, that's good enough. Now, the Alash should make a boy piagofen. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, that's only if he was not trying to drink more wine. So therefore, he didn't have kavona to make a bracha for more than the first cup. But if he was planning to drink more afterwards, then he doesn't even have to make another boy piagofen, just fill up the cup and drink it. So the Alash is only kaddish, and also he doesn't have to make kiddush again. But as we said, at the time of the kiddush, he had a cup of wine in his hand, and he also was not at the avdas between the kiddush and the drinking of the wine. If he left the room before he drank from the second cup, then he has to make another kiddush. If you make kiddush on something which he thought was grape juice or wine, and it ended up to be water or apple juice, then you have to make another bari piagofen and another kiddush also, because it wasn't alayai, he wasn't holding the wine. Here the mission was in the kiddush. What happens? It was that was to drink the extra wine on the table. He thought he has wine in his cup also. It ended up in his cup with water, but on the table was wine. So since he had that for the wine on the table, the boy piagofen that he made works because it takes effect on the wine that was on the table. Now I have another problem though. He has to make over kiddush again. So do we say the first kiddush which was made on the water was a hefsek between the boy piagofen and final drinking of the wine? Here's a machlokes the poiskim. And the suffix, they will not make another boy piagofen. Another point, Mr. Bruce said, therefore what he's holding was Chama Medina, in places where beer is Chama Medina, which we definitely works for Kiddush, then he doesn't have to do everything over again, because the Kiddush was out of place, but he does have to make a shakl. So he'd make a shakl, because boy piagofen doesn't work for beer, so make a shakl. Another thing, if there was a bottle of wine that he was planning to drink it from it on the table itself, then we have a kiddush over here. Mr. Ruth says he doesn't have to do kiddush again, even though he's holding a cup of water in his hand. But we look away from that cup of water and we say that his kiddush was on the wine on the table. In other words, the yaitzeh kiddush is not ma'akev to hold the wine. As long as it's in front of him on the table, it's good. There's even an opinion that says that if he made kiddush on water, there was no wine in front of him, but there was bread on the table. So he could use the bread on the table as kiddush and bread. Right after kiddush, you should make the hamotzi. But he said that that won't help nowadays, that the general minhag is to make kiddush, to wash your hands after kiddush. If one washes hands before kiddush, and then they act like he was holding a cup of water in his hand, and then he has that it's water, but he has salad, so he can make hamotzi immediately after the kiddush, that'll work. Now that you have to first wash your hands, challah won't work. So if you didn't have wine on the table, or you didn't have kavanah to drink the wine on the table, and you had water in your cup, you were not yoitz kiddush at all, you're going to have to make the kiddush again.